Good morning. What a fine looking room today. We're really happy to have Judy and Bob here today. Very happy that they're back. And Trish and Jack and everybody. Especially them. Okay, dates remember, but we want to thank everyone who worked yesterday and came and baked and whatever. It was great.
Thank you.
9 a.m. is Bible study in pastor's office. Wednesday, 6:30 prayer, followed by Bible study, 7 to 8. Thursday, choir practice, 6:30 to 8. Next Sunday, the 22nd, is Heroes of the Church service. So that should be a very good service. I hope you can all attend. Oh, here's the man who worked hard yesterday. Sunday, the 29th, is the first week in Advent. Are there any other announcements?
Our supper yesterday that had no charge to it raised
$470-something.
Wow.
Gail?
The Women of Faith Conference was absolutely wonderful. And seven women went, and Friday night and Saturday, it was just a wonderful weekend of ritual.
Yeah, nice. Very friendly in church.
I'm glad to hear it. Jane?
We got a letter from a child that was sponsored.
Ready for the kids.
And she liked, or he likes football. And
soccer. That's soccer.
It's probably soccer. And they like to play marbles, and they'd like to know what favorite pets we have. And the best thing they like about the project is the medical care we have to say.
Is what the best thing they like?
The medical care.
Oh, medical care. Well, that's important.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Important.
It's rich in French, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the country are they from?
I don't know. Those French Africans.
Yeah, it doesn't say on
there. I want to say Guyana, but I'm not sure.
Guyana? Because Grace picked it out, but I can't remember. Yeah, it'll be on the.
French Guyana.
Thanks for your support and prayer request. Pray for the salvation and the prosperity of my family.
Okay. Very good. Any other announcements?
French and English.
Okay, so we have prayers for the family of Phyllis Lucier. The service for her yesterday was here. Flowers from that. Prayers for those affected by the attacks in Paris. Yes.
I would like to ask for prayers for my granddaughter Allison, who has gastroenteritis and it's really bad.
Oh, okay, for Allison. And then prayers for Bobby and Judy. Prayers of joy that they're here. Do you want to say anything? You don't have to. No, I just didn't know if you wanted to say anything.
Thank
everybody for your
prayers.
Yeah.
Life is one day
in
time. Enjoy it.
Amen.
Prayers for Oren Merrill, Bob, Carla, and Tony Soffin, Lori Lecouture, Kit.
Everything's going well.
Keep going.
The insulin's way down. We've lost 8 pounds so far. Only 150 to go.
Oh, you're a third of the way there.
Yeah.
Great. Jay's grandson, Jeremiah, baby Luke, Maya. Anything on Maya?
She's hanging in there. She had her last chemo,
yeah,
which was October, and so now it's a waiting game. Mm-hmm. So keep the prayers coming.
Yeah.
The family really needs it.
For Nathan, for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, those that need healing, the doctors and nurses that treat them, prayers for Alma and Charlie's apartment to become available. No word, huh? Continued prayers for Charlie's brother, Jack's brother, Terry. Jack, how's he?
He's doing much better, actually.
Good.
So
good.
Prayers are helping, and
good.
He's gained some weight, and not as tired and throwing up nausea, so.
Roger Kerboy, Franco, the Reverend Bob Wellner as he battles cancer, for Priscilla Varney as she is in hospice care. And I would ask for prayers for me tomorrow. I have to have a tooth pulled, and it's with Novocaine, so I'm a little bit nervous about that.
Okay.
And
I can pull that on myself.
Yeah, George, don't you think George has offered the hammer and pliers? Anyone else? Prayer concerns?
Todd Jenny's been very sick, and now he needs cataract surgery. He's been delayed 6 months.
Oh my. Okay. Anyone else? All right, if you can, please stand for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
It's always good to be gathered here in God's house. If you didn't make the supper last night, it was a glorious time. We had an abundance of food and people. We were blessed with people coming and sharing, and it was a one of the nicest meals I think that we put on. We flowed real well. We had enough help. It's always good when you've got enough folks to come in and share the load. folks were able to rotate out and get something to eat and renew themselves, so it was good. If you notice, today is title is Living the American Dream and Freedom of Religion. And we talk about freedom, and with the events that go on in the world, we are truly blessed. But I was blessed yesterday. Joel and I went out and delivered some meals. And when I was out, we stopped by Rena Bowden's house. And Rena's only 101. And she's sharp as a tack. And I was good to go see her. And after visiting her, I was reminded of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "Give in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you." I said to Rena, "It's nice to see you, you know." And she said, "Well, Pastor, it's good to see you. How are you? How are things at the church?" And Rena can't walk. Rena's confined to a chair. And I said, "Well, so I always enjoy coming to see you." And she said, "Yeah, I don't know why God's let me live so long, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed because there's people that are much worse off than I am. There are folks that don't have the family to take care of them, that don't have the ability to think, that don't have the ability to share." And she's free. She's bound in a chair, but she is as free as anybody can be because she's free in her mind.
Yeah.
She's free knowing that Jesus is her Savior.
Right.
She's free knowing that she lives in a nation that allows her to have all the opportunity in the world. She's free. She's truly free. And that's what we're going to talk about today. In a bulletin I used, John 8:31-32. And it says, "So Jesus says to the Jews who had believed him, 'And if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'"
Amen.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we gather together today and we're thankful. Thankful that we're in a season of thanksgiving. That we're in the season of giving thanks for all the freedoms that we have and for the freedom that this nation allows us to assemble freely and openly. For the gift that this nation gives us to be able to choose who we are and what we do and how we dress and where we go. And we thank the Lord that you have guided us and directed us. And we're glad, Father, that you give us the opportunity to use that freedom correctly. To come and assemble with like-minded Christians, to be raised up, healed, motivated, and led to a higher plane. We thank you today, this day, Lord, that you allowed us the opportunity to come and bask in the glory of another bright day. We thank you and praise you, Father, for this day and for every day. And we gather together now to be renewed and healed, to be recharged, to rejoice in the past week and be prepared for the coming week. As we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Oh,
us with 378. Responsive reading called the Litany of Thanksgiving, 378. I'll read the light part, y'all read the dark. 378. Let us give thanks to God, our Father, for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us, for the beauty and the wonder of your creation in the earth and the sky and the sea.
We thank you, Lord.
For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord.
For our daily food and drink, our homes and families and our friends.
We thank you, Lord.
For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord.
For health and strength to work and leisure and to rest and play.
We thank you, Lord.
For the brave and the courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord.
For the communion of the saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Jesus Christ our Lord.
To him praise and glory be with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Turn to 376, it's right next on the next page over to you if you haven't closed your hymnal. It's an old hymn that we used to sing in school when I was a kid, that our children don't get a chance to sing very often, so with that, we'll sing all three verses. We gather together. To this country for freedom, for the sole purpose of being free, to have choices, to have opportunities, to worship their God in whichever church that they want to go worship them in. And we've used checked my car. It doesn't have a sticker now. I got to put a new one on this car. I used to have a sticker on my old car, and I've got one in my Bible. It says it's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. Mm-hmm. So you exercise every Sunday that you come to church, and every time you go to Bible study, and every time you go to a women's conference or a men's conference, you're exercising the freedom that this country was founded on. The freedom of choice to be able to worship. We have the opportunity now to share from abundance that God has provided us. We are abundantly blessed.
Amen.
Abundantly blessed. You watch the news, you read the paper, you look around at other folks that are having problems. And as Rita Bowden said to me from her chair, I am so blessed.
Amen.
I am so blessed. The ushers will receive the morning offering. Share from your abundance. Father, blessed and blessed mightily. We return to you, Father, just a small portion of the many gifts that you've given to us. We return these gifts to you to help expand our boundaries, Lord. Take us to new levels, Lord. Help us to reach out and touch those that have a need. Help us to be the light and life that some folks need to see that have not heard your voice or seen your face. Ask, Lord, that we lift these gifts up to you, that we utilize them and maximize them in your service. That you bless them as well as the giver, that you watch over and guide us, Lord, as we move, and that we would move steadily forward in whatever mission you've decided for us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
before they leave, if you keep showing up here, we put you to work. So, so if you don't know these folks, this is Bill and Joanne. And
Jaylen.
Dyslexic. And I am. But yeah, welcome them. You know, make sure you give them a hug on the way out.
And,
all right, chillin's time. Big kids, little kids, all kids. Y'all come.
You guys are so lovely to grow. You look lovely, you look handsome. You have sparkles. You have different clothes, different colors. Who chose your clothes? You chose them? Did you choose them? Your mom didn't say you have to wear that tee. Did you guys hear on the news that in order to come to church, boys have to wear the brown plaid shirt? Did you hear that? The President of the United States, did you hear that? The President said you have to wear a plaid shirt? It didn't happen, huh? This country doesn't happen, does it? Anybody go any place special this week? Where'd you go? Where's your friend? In this area right here? You got to play on trampoline. Did you do anything special this week?
Where did we go yesterday? Where did we go yesterday? Old Sir.
For Scout Day. Nice.
Yeah.
Anybody eat McDonald's this week or even this whole month? Anybody ever eat McDonald's this month? Or any restaurant? Did you get to choose where you bought your own clothes? No. What kind of choices do you get to make every day? Do you get to choose what's in your lunch? No. How about breakfast? Do you get to choose what you're going to have for breakfast?
Kind
of. A little bit? All that choice happens because you live in America. You don't have a President of the United States coming on TV at whatever time saying boys can only come to church if they have brown plaid shirts on. And girls can only come if they wear pink pants. Or if they wear pink pants, they can't come. And you don't have anybody going around saying, you know what? You can't go here and you can't go there. You, because you're a girl, you can't go to school. We don't live in a country like that. Praise God for that, huh?
Or what music you want to listen to.
Yep. Absolutely. When I go, when I get together with a birthday party and things with my family, we can talk about God. And we can talk about the schools that they want to go to. And in some countries, you can't have those conversations.
What we're working on is Thanksgiving, giving thanks, and talking about Thanksgiving. Freedom is one of the things, most things that you have to be thankful for. Because, Alexis, in a lot of countries, you couldn't come to church in pants. You'd have to wear a dress or be appropriately attired. Or a hat, yep. It's interesting when Karen was asking the question, Mrs. Jetty doesn't get to make a lot of her own decisions. You know, when we got to making lunch, did you make your own lunch? No, I don't make my own lunch. You get the church breakfast. But you guys have unlimited opportunity. And Thanksgiving is coming. And Thanksgiving is a Massachusetts tradition. In Massachusetts, the colonists had come and they survived the winter. Mm-hmm. And they were thankful because a lot of folks didn't survive. Had it not been for the local Indian population taking them in and working with them, they wouldn't have survived. So they came together and they brought everybody together. The first Thanksgiving was an open call Thanksgiving. It was kind of like the meal we had last night here at the church, where there was no charge required. Y'all come. Everybody comes and they come to be thankful. They come to be thankful because we are America, because we are a nation founded on God's principles. And
the scripture that I use that's in the bulletin talks about being with Jesus and being free. Because regardless of where you are in other countries that aren't free, if they know Jesus, they're still free. Because they're free to know that they have a Savior that loves them and lives with them and walks with them and loves them just the way they are. So as you move into Mrs. Jenny's class, we're going to talk out here about freedom. And you have freedom to make choices. And because you're here and because of your parents and your grandparents and the folks that have come before you, next week we're going to talk about heroes of the church. We're going to talk about this little church and the congregation that was here. And we're one of the oldest churches in Massachusetts. Where we had folks worshiping God in this town as part of this congregation back before America was America. So, you got a lot to be thankful for, and you got a lot of freedoms that you exercise. And you don't want to feel bad about not remembering where you were yesterday. I have that happen. Join with me in prayer. Father, we ask that you bless the children. Bless them mightily. We thank you for their parents, their grandparents, and all that are here that mentor and love and want to help mold them into positive, mighty, mighty Christian leaders of the future. We ask, Lord, all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Off to Mrs. Jetty, Lynn. Prayer time. Opportunity to come together and talk to God. Opportunity to listen to other folks' prayers. Opportunity to be quiet, maybe for the first time this week. I was sitting in the office and Charlie stopped by and we were visiting a little bit. And he said, how you doing? I said, all right, I'm in recovery mode. And he said, well, I'm pretty busy between memorial services and dinners and this type of thing. But this is where you recover.
Amen.
This is, the church is a hospital for the sick, a place for the tired, a place to come in and get out of that storm, a place to take a break from all that's going on. And a lot of folks I talked to during the week, and life is hard some days.
Mm-hmm.
Life is hard some days. You know, even for a guy like me, I got multiple personalities, but I can only be in one place at a time. And I have all these things that I need to do and places that I need to go. And you've got folks that need prayer and folks that need help. And we are blessed, blessed, blessed mightily. You've got a Whitman sampler of people that are out here that, you know, have been gone and are back. And we've got some new folks. And, you know, it just is a blessed time to be gathered together. And when we gather together here in prayer, we join prayers with millions of people across the globe that are Christians joined together lifting up prayers. So join with me as we gather together in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this day and for every day. We lift up all the folks on our prayer list and those that have been added. We ask, Father, that you bless them, that you be with the doctors and nurses that treat them, that you lift them up, Lord, and touch them, heal them, hold them close in the palm of your hand. Give them peace. Give them calm. Help them, Father, as they move forward. Be with all of them regardless of their needs. And work with them and the folks that care for them. We pray for our nation. We pray for our leaders local and national. We pray for all our military personnel across the globe. We lift up George's grandson. George's grandson not only is an aviator, but now he's a newly married man. Kenzie has a wife and has an instant family. We pray for him and for his new life and his new walk as a married person with a partner. We lift up all of our military personnel that are spread around the globe. We pray for them. We pray for our firefighters, our first responders, and our police officers and all their families that wait for the return home safely each day. We thank you, Lord, for their dedication and their service. We pray, Lord, that their missions will be accomplished and they'll be returned home as soon as possible. And now, Father, we lift up our own individual prayers.
Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for my church family, Lord. You know what they mean to me. Thank you for my family, Lord. thank you for all that you do for us. And please be with the folks that were affected by the terrorism in France, Lord. Help them to get through this and help us to solve those problems.
Father God, Lord, thank you for this congregation, the church of believers, and the church is not the building. It's everyone here with Christ as the head of the church, and the pastor is overseeing us and helping us. Lord, I ask for prayers for tomorrow. I have a very big interview, and I need wisdom and how to apply that wisdom to the questions asked, but also more importantly, just confirm that this is the direction you want me to go, or slam the door shut, or bless this day and the rest of the earth that you do this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for watching over us, and thank you for bringing us here all safely. And thank you, Lord, for being our God.
Thank you, God,
it's
always been
kept.
Thank you for my work, my family, my good friends. Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Lord, for this church and community. Dear Lord, I pray for all your children here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Father, thank you so much for hearing our every prayer and answering prayers. We thank you for new people that are in our midst today that have come to worship with this church family. And I especially praise you, God, that Bob and Judy are here. And I pray your hand on them. And I praise you for their faith, that we can see their example and grow on you because of them. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Bless you.
Thank you, Lord, for my church family and protection of my grandson. Keep walking with him and
Who's this?
Carl's coming home tonight.
What's that?
Carl, what's coming home tonight?
Oh, good.
What's with
your brother?
Huh?
What's with your
brother? Not right now.
Thank you a lot. It's church family.
He says he's unavailable. Can he call you back?
He'll probably, Earl will tell him that you're a monkey.
Thank you for the gift of this day, and I thank you for
Bob and Judy being with us here this morning. Great to continue to give Judy and Bob the strength that they need to with all the things that they're facing. Let them know that they're very special to us. And I just pray for peace in the world.
I thank you, Lord, for looking after Tommy, and I ask that you be with him to send your angels above him to give him strength so that he can come home. And I thank you for my family, Lord, and my church family, Lord, and I thank you for all my friends, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful day. And we thank you, dear God, for helping Bob and Judy to get back to the church with us. We pray and thank you, dear God, for your healing. We pray for healing and happiness for everyone as we look forward to the Thanksgiving
yes.
holiday.
Yes.
We thank you, dear God, for everything that we have. And thank you, dear God, for our pastor and all those that help you. Thank you, dear God. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this day, Lord. Pray for all the people in Paris, Lord. Ones that are mourning, Lord, for the loss of their loved ones, Lord. Pray for all people that are mourning, Lord, the event that happened yesterday here, Lord. Pray that you watch over them, Lord. Thank you for this little church, Lord, and the shining light that it is for you, Father God. The world is so evil, Lord, and we're just a little part of making this world a better place. Let us always be a blessing to others. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we come before you. We lift up our prayers, spoken and unspoken, knowing that you have a plan for us for good, not for evil. We know, Father, that you know us individually, that you have a plan for us, and that you have given us gifts and talents. And for some of us, Lord, we know that we haven't unwrapped all those talents yet. We ask, Father, that we would hear your return answer, for you answer all prayers. That you give us the gift of wisdom, the gift of peace, the gift of calm, Lord, so that we could discern what you have for us to do, and then give us the heart of a warrior to move forward and do that work. And now, Father, we lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Service with 374. Now we thank you all, our God. First and last verses, 374.
All right.
chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. "You then, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me through many witnesses, entrust to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well. Share in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving in the army gets entangled in everyday affairs. The soldier's aim is to please the enlisting officer. And in the case of an athlete, no one is crowned without competing according to the rules. It is the farmer who does the work who ought to have the first share of the crops." Reading of the Holy Scripture.
Amen. Join with me in prayer. Father, we come together. We ask, Father, that you come down and put your hands on each person's shoulder, that you lift us up, that you'd surround us with angels, that you'd open our hearts and minds to hear a message. A message that will be special for each person, that will be different for each person, that will be sent specifically for that person. And that they'll take the information, Father, digest it, and then move forward with whatever the message enlightens them too, that we move forward, always forward, Father, as a force working on your behalf.
Excuse me.
We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Freedom's a wonderful thing. Freedom of choice, freedom of opportunity, freedom to choose what kind of car you're going to buy, or what clothes you're going to wear, or where you're going to live, where you're going to go to school. Things that you're going to do. It allows a poor bald man like me to walk around and wear cowboy boots on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Allows me to go in and go to business meetings, wear hats and attire that aren't altogether appropriate for Boston. But when you walk in and you work, all of a sudden that's appropriate. Because this is America. This is what the scripture talks about. When Jesus said, "If you're my disciple, if you're my disciple, and you follow what I want you to do, the truth will set you free." But freedom has a price. Freedom has a responsibility. Jack, you've got a son that's a motorcycle racer. I remember when he first got his license.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Jack's haircut's like mine.
That's true.
Yeah. You got children, and they get bigger, and you give them a little bit more responsibility, and they go on. You still worry, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
I know there was a race back this summer that you and I talked about that you were worried about him in the race of the race.
Yeah.
God worries about us the same way. We're God's children. God gives us a mission to do. And he gives us instruction, and he sends us out, but he doesn't send us out without the right tools. Now, along the way, we have freedom. We have the ability to go do the mission, and we have the choices to make of how we're going to do the mission along the way. But God will provide you that guidance. Freedom has a price. Veterans Day just was this past week. And I learned a startling fact. One of the congressmen that was talking when I was down at the National Cemetery stood up, and he's a vet. So I've known him for a long time. And he stood up and he said, "In today's world, in the United States of America, less than 1% serve."
Right.
less than 1% serve. And, you know, I was part of the, I'm old, so I was part of the big army. I was part of a large-sized army. You know, when guys my age were in, we had divisions of soldiers. And then we downsized, right-sized. You know, we went through all types of nut rolls where we got rid of bases, we downsized personnel, but the mission didn't change. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the mission got harder. Mm-hmm. Mission got harder. People will talk about administrations. I'm here to tell you that, you know, Bill Clinton's administration, we had more troops deployed during Bill Clinton's administration than probably even when George Bush was and folks were in Desert Storm and Desert Shield, because we called them police exercises. Mm-hmm. And they went out and they deployed. Mm-hmm. But we downsized and downsized. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a parallel with the Christian church. Joel and I visit all the time. When we were kids, everybody went to church. Everybody went to church. Massachusetts had a thing called Blue Laws. Mm-hmm. Some of the states still have them. Stores couldn't open, couldn't do business on Sunday. Everybody went to church. Sandy just showed me some stuff that she's going to talk about from her family. Those weren't bad days. Those were structured. Yeah. Those were structured days. And structure isn't a bad thing. And as Christians, we need that structure and guidance in our lives. Because without structure and guidance, all the freedom in the world doesn't result in any positive impact. So, for those of us that are here, I wouldn't doubt, but in the Christian world, less than 1% of the Christian population serve. Mm-hmm. Maybe America. Maybe that's the same fact. But Joel travels outside to other countries where they're on fire for God. Mm-hmm. Where there's a lot of work. It's interesting to me now that we get missionaries that come to the United States. When I was a kid growing up, all missionaries came from the United States.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to send missionaries to the poor and the lost. We're going to send them to help them. We're going to not only teach them God, but we're going to teach them American freedom. We're going to improve their infrastructure. We're going to improve their lifestyle. We're going to help them. We're going to improve them. And we're going to make them free. Somewhere along the way, our freedom cost us the structure that we need to be truly successful and truly free. Yesterday, that meal that we put on allowed us to show folks that you can be Christians and have a good time.
Amen.
We did a memorial service yesterday, and Joel and I participated in it, and the gospel group sang. And it was a huge memorial service. A lot of people came. But I'm not sure all of them knew the joy. Mm. I'm not sure that they'd ever seen worship where you can go and have fun. Mm-hmm. Where you have a God that loves you and wants the best for you and gives you open door opportunity that provides you with an abundance, that provides you with all the things that you need. I'm not too sure they all knew that. I hope they got it, Joel, by the time we sent them out the door.
Yeah,
and but today I want you to think about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's one of those holidays that folks talk to me about Thanksgiving and stuff. Thanksgiving, once I got out of my parents' house and began to have my own family, became one of the most stressful holidays of my life. Oh yeah. Jack's smiling. Jack's had those days where you gotta, you know, holidays come up. When you're a kid, Thanksgiving at my house was a wonderful time. My mother baked, we had the clean and help, we had the peel, but everybody came to my house. Came to see my dad was the patriarch. Everybody came, they all came. We lined up left, right, left. Faith, we had a funny conversation with her. I have lots of funny conversations with Faith, but this one was why everybody goes to her house to eat. And they're talking about having so many folks at their house that Faith wanted them to eat in shifts so that they have more room. You know, because I remember, not just since I got big, but I remember being a little kid and sitting at the little kid's table being all cramped in, sitting there eating. They sat down, they wanted to be close. They wanted to share in the conversation. they want it to share. What they want to share in is the love of Jesus Christ. That's what they want to share in. They want to share in grandma, grandpa, father, mother, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, all coming together for a Thanksgiving. Then I remember being married. Now I got in-laws and outlaws, and then you get kids, and everybody wants to see the kid. I can't stay in one place. I got to take a thankful holiday, and by the end of the holiday, I was thankful it was over. I said, holy crap, that's bad. You know? Then you come home on military deployment, and you're looking for peace at Thanksgiving, Charlie.
Yeah.
And everybody wants a piece of you at Thanksgiving. Huh?
Yeah, they would say, so what have you been doing? I've been in the Army. Yeah, but what do you do for a job? You know, so, no, we just tie a few knots, get a few merit badges, and then go home. You know?
But our scriptures talk about freedom. They talk about a price. It's interesting, Paul in Paul's ministry had an interesting style of ministry. Paul would travel to a city, get to know a few people, plant a church. He'd stay around generally a couple years until the church was self-sufficient, and then he'd pack up and move to a new city. Mm-hmm. One day, Paul arrives in Athens. Athens was a great city. Athens was a huge city. It was a center of philosophy and architecture, art and religion. And Paul comes, and we see in Acts 17, verse 16, Paul becomes distressed because there's so much religion. There's so many things to worship. There's, you know, idols and all types of cults around. What Paul tried to tell them was the entire message of the Bible. The entire message of Jesus Christ was that Jesus says to him in Matthew 15, he says, people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. God is interested in your heart. God wants a relationship. So as we move into Thanksgiving, I would encourage you to take your freedom and put some structure into the holiday. Take your freedom and don't let other people steal your freedom from you.
Come on.
Don't steal the freedom that Jesus has given you, because it's a day to be thankful. I've been invited out to about 16 different places for Thanksgiving. It's good to be loved. People love me. And I appreciate all the love and the sharing. But my Thanksgiving, I think, is going to turn out to be a cruise trip where I travel from one household to the other and peruse my way along the day. But what I want to share is the love of Jesus Christ at every stop.
Yeah.
Never thought. And I don't want to share the good food along the way. I want to be blessed by the good food along the way. But wherever your Thanksgiving takes you, wherever your plans are, you know, we say keep Christ in Christmas. Keep Christ in your walk every day.
Amen.
Make it truly be a time of Thanksgiving. Now, it's funny, some of the most peaceful Thanksgivings that I had was when I was a trauma chaplain at Baysafe. And they would assign me, and I generally, because I was older, I'd wind up with the holiday schedule. I was there for holidays, playoff games, Super Bowls. Anytime that people would have parties and hurt themselves, I would be there. But there was a lot of peace there. Because there I was there on just one mission, was to help those that needed help along the way. This Thanksgiving, a lot of folks that need that help. They don't need your money. They don't. They might, Rich, they might need your biscuits. They might need your biscuits. What they really need is the peace that you bring. Jesus says, peace I bring to you. My peace I share with you. Share that peace. Share that love. Share that joy. And do it. And all God's people
said.
Amen. Amen. The church is one foundation.
Church is one foundation, and it's number 689.
Yes.
Six.
service. Give us peace, give us calm, give us strength as we walk through this week and every week for the rest of our lives. May the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you and flow through you. May you be lifted up and strengthened. May you walk where you've never dared walk before. May you move forward as a high-speed, elite force of Christians seeking to do God's will. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Thank you.